It used to be thought, and many scholars still believe, that these outposts that show artifacts of Uruk's style were trading colonies, that they were located in areas that could provide Uruk with resources that were not available in southern Mesopotamia. What are those? We know this: stone and timber. So move up to Syria, where you can get access to the timber from the Levant, send it down the Euphrates River. In Iran, stone is much more widely available. So why not send your population out of the city to provide trade contacts elsewhere, perhaps even evidence for a merchant activity? What are these types of artifacts that indicate Urukians had moved beyond their city limits and even their cultural limits in southern Mesopotamia? Of course, pottery is one of the most common types of artifacts, and a specific type of pottery, a beveled rim bowl, which we will discuss in much more detail in connection with temples, is one of the most widely distributed pottery types that flourished first at Uruk. Even more significant, in these areas in the north and to the east, archaeologists have discovered specific types of temple decoration, the cone mosaic, that was used widely in the Uruk settlements. Temple architecture and decoration is conservative. You do not want to annoy your god by trying out some new style of house or its decoration that they aren't familiar with. And so when we find similar temple styles, to archaeologists, this really indicates a shared culture or shared religious belief, which is fundamental. Cone mosaics are about 4 to 6 inches of colored clay, red, white, and black, that are set into plaster on the exterior of the walls of temples or columns, and they create a decorative pattern, usually a chevron or a triangle, something geometric that's easy to create. They're quite lovely. And as you look at a cone mosaic temple from far away, you see a rippling effect that any god would be happy to enjoy. The cone mosaic decoration was found at Susa in Iran, which helps reinforce this idea that there is a cultural unity with southern Mesopotamia. The cone mosaic was not used very long after the Uruk period, so when we do find it far outside of southern Mesopotamia, this helps us identify this Uruk culture even more so than pottery. In the northern Mesopotamia region, a small city in modern Syria called Habuba Kabira has all of the same features of artifacts that we find at Uruk, with mass-produced goods like pottery, similar types of architecture, both house architecture and temple architecture. One important difference in this northern city is that there was a defensive wall that surrounded it. The defensive wall will become very important in southern Mesopotamia, but not quite yet. And these earliest levels of all of our southern Mesopotamian cities are free from any defensive structure. If we think about this defensive wall more closely, and perhaps somewhat more imaginatively, is it possible that these Uruk-like settlements were not trading colonies or outposts, but were real administrative centers established after a military incursion in the area? This theory gains some credence with the announcement in 2005 by an archaeological team from the Oriental Institute at the University of Chicago that they discovered evidence for a violent destruction at a site near Habuba Kabira called Hamukar in Syria. The archaeologists from the University of Chicago claimed that this is the earliest evidence for large-scale warfare in Mesopotamia. Thus, according to this theory, the artifacts that are so similar in Syria to that from Uruk were brought by people who moved there after pushing out the previous occupants. Either they were the ones responsible for getting rid of them, or they at least took advantage of the recently depopulated area.